Now, it is time for business with Giles Beckford. Kia ora.
Thank you, Susie. Atamari. In the business news this morning, D-Day for the Marsden Point oil refinery. Wholesale power prices fall, but not far enough. And the latest from financial markets. Well, the future uses of the Marsden Point oil refinery are being considered as the facility faces closure after 60 years in operation. Refining NZ shareholders will today vote on a proposal to cease refining and convert the facility into an import-only terminal amid shrinking margins and difficulty in competing with refineries based in Asia. If the plan gets the go-ahead, the company will rebrand itself Channel Infrastructure. Its chief executive, Naomi James, says the import terminal could be up and running by next year, but the transition away from refining would take longer, and it's in talks with other parties about options for the site.
We've got a long-term resource consent to operate, deep harbour and jetty access, large industrial electricity and gas connections, and proximity to the largest population base in New Zealand. So there's a range of things being considered, from the solar farm project, Murungara, that was previously looked at, through to different biofuels and sustainable aviation fuel opportunities, in the longer term, potential new energy opportunities such as hydrogen.
Naomi James, Chief Executive of Refining NZ. The shareholder meeting is late this morning with results expected mid-afternoon. Heavy rain across the country has pushed hydro lake levels to above average following a dry period, but wholesale electricity prices still remain high. Hydro storage nationwide has increased by a third over the past 2 months and is now 103% of the average for this time of the year. Wholesale power prices have fallen by more than half to $130 a megawatt hour, although they're still well above average. Small power retailer Electric Kiwi Chief Executive Luke Blinko says current prices are still too high for it to be competitive.
So what it does is prevents us really buying additional hedges to then attract more customers and save more customers money. So really the effect on the market is that we won't grow. There's then no retail competition amongst retailers on price because wholesale is so high. So current pricing, retail pricing is underwater still. We really need prices to get down to the sort of early $100. Below 110 is actually what the Climate Change Commission sort of forecast, and lower in the future before you'll see real competition return to the market.
Luke Blinko says Electric Kiwi's ability to take on new customers is limited by the availability of capacity in its current fixed price contracts with generators. Let's have a look at financial markets now. Wall Street is firmer, rising on data that shows that there was a drop in the number of unemployment claims last week. The big jobs report is happening overnight. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average currently up around 0.5%. The broader S&P is about 0.33% higher, and the NASDAQ 0.33% higher. Around top 50 index was down 43 points, 0.33% yesterday. The session was cut short by technical problems, but NZX says it expects to be fully operational again this morning. New Zealand dollar, 70.5 US cents, 95.3 Australian, 50.6 British pence, 0.596 euro, 77.4 Japanese yen, and 4.56 yuan. Brent crude oil is up 80 cents. That's just over 1% at $71.20 US a barrel. And gold is down $7. That's just under 0.5% to $1,804 US dollars an ounce. A couple of other snippets of business news this morning. The Australian newspaper is reporting that Z Energy has called in investment advisors Goldman Sachs. It says the company is in the takeover sights of at least two potential suitors, Goldman Sachs being called in there to look at possible defences or even possible deals. Named as a possible interested party, Ampol, the Australian firm, which is the ultimate owner of Gull. And the Commerce Commission has given the green light for online trading and advertising company Trade Me to buy smaller rival homes.co.nz, which is owned by Property NZ. The regulator says it looked closely at the deal and, despite some initial qualms, concludes it will not substantially lessen competition. Be back around 8:30 to update the numbers.